Here we see the formula of the pseudo-range error budget on the upper portion. As it indicates here, P is the pseudo-range measurement equals rho, the true range, and that true range being the range between the GPS receiver and satellite. However, as you can see, there are many more elements, errors, if you will, or biases to the pseudo-range. The satellite orbital errors, the ephemeris errors, that is. The speed of light, of course, is constant, but times the difference between the satellite clock offset from GPS time and the receiver clock offset, as we discussed in the previous lesson. Then, of course, there's the ionospheric delay, or the attenuation of the signal through the ionosphere and the troposphere. And then separate from these, of course, are multipath and receiver noise, but still part of the error budget. I say separate because, of course, it is difficult to deal with these in any kind of statistical way. Now, directly below that, you see the same sort of formula for the carrier phase measurement, and it also equals a true range, but it has been changed. It's been it includes errors that are very similar, but one that becomes obviously different is the n, large n, which is of course the integer ambiguity. It doesn't occur in the pseudo-range measurement. And as it says here, the management of errors is indispensable for finding the true range from either a pseudo-range or carrier phase observation. But these range biases that are indicated here include atmospheric effects and clock errors. Multipath and orbital errors are unique to satellite surveying, of course. But the idea is to try to quantify these errors. And in this lesson, we're going to try to understand the source of these errors so that they can be dealt with in a level of understanding where they originated.